The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging and you will not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I think some of you here have noticed that we got some special guests here this morning. We got their Vacation Bible School here this morning, right? Welcome everybody from Vacation Bible School. They're the ones in the colorful shirts. And then we've got Work Camp here this morning, don't we? Work Camp back there. There we go. Wonderful. That puts the average age in the church here this morning at approximately 13. Anyway, little thought for you here this morning. Hope you find this helpful. We're going through the Sermon on the Mount here in the Gospel of Matthew. And this morning, one of the most important lines in the entire Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us, the measure with which you measure is going to be measured back to you. All of us are going to one day, all of us, stand before the divine judgment. And Jesus says the same yardstick that you use to judge everybody else, he's going to use that to judge you too. The measure with which you measure is going to be measured back to you. I mentioned before that, you know, I spent a little bit of time in the monastery, just a little bit of time. And every week in the monastery, one of the monks would give a talk. It's only one talk I remember about from the monastery, and it was about the divine judgment. And the monk said, "Heaven is a place of perfect love. Perfect love is only possible when there's no ego. And that means before any of us gets into heaven, the ego has to go down to zero. Not one, not 0.5, it's got to go down to zero." Anybody here think they're ready for the divine judgment right now? Because I can tell you that I'm not. I can tell you that I'm not. I think it's going to be tough. But there's one thing we can do while we got breath in our bodies to get ourselves ready for the divine judgment. And that is, we can be very, very gentle in judging other people. But we got to know what it means to judge other people, because that's one of the most misunderstood concepts in all the Bible. People think that when Jesus says, "Don't judge," that he means that he gives a blanket permission for every kind of behavior and everything's okay and we can't say anything's right or wrong. And that's just not true. We can and we must judge the actions of other people. We have to hold each other accountable, right? We hold each other accountable. If somebody commits perjury or cheats on a test, what? We hold them accountable. We hold people accountable when they cheat on their taxes, or they embezzle, or are they guilty of DWI. Imagine a police officer in a court of law speaking to a judge saying, "You know, Your Honor, the accused was driving a motor vehicle in the state of Virginia with a blood alcohol content of 0.1, but who am I to judge?" Never say that. You can and you must judge the actions of other people, especially when you have responsibility for somebody else's safety. What Jesus means when he says, "Do not judge," is you cannot judge someone's heart. You can't know their motives. None of us can say if somebody else is a good person or a bad person. None of us knows whether somebody's guilty or innocent before God. We got to leave that to God. That's what it means. Now, it means that we have to be intolerant with regard to our principles, but tolerant with regard to other people. Let me unpack that for just a second. We've got to be intolerant with regard to our principles. In other words, our principles are not negotiable. There's right, there's wrong, there's good, there's evil. We've got to take a stand for it. We're intolerant in our principles. Why? Because we believe something. Because we have beliefs, we have convictions. But we're tolerant towards other persons because we love them. Secular world gets that perfectly backwards. They're tolerant in their principles because they don't stand for anything. And they're intolerant with others because they do not love. Now, there's one person only, who you can and must judge, and that person is yourself. Jesus says, get the plank out of your own eye. You can and you must judge yourself. You know how you do that? You give yourself a good examination of conscience. Not only every day, but hopefully several times a day. And here's how you do it. Start with a short little prayer, right? Short little prayer. Ask God for grace. Then look at what you did. And ask yourself why you did it. Ask yourself, what sins did I commit? And, you know, make note of them. Call them by their name. And then ask yourself, you know, with all these other things that I did, you know, who was I trying to please? Who was I trying to impress? Was that for God? Was that for somebody? Was that for others? Or was that just all about me? Examination of conscience. It's how we judge ourselves, and it's how we keep in mind what our Lord said here in the Sermon on the Mount, one of the most important things that we will ever keep and will ever have to do. Hold yourself accountable. Hold firm to your principles. But be as gentle as you can possibly be in judging other people. And you'll have nothing to fear on the judgment day, because the measure with which you measure is going to be measured back to you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us.